All right, we starting right now. So, Papa. Okay, so I got a few questions for you today.
Okay.
Then we're going to talk some more. Okay. Mama, you also here. Say hey.
Hey, Samaj.
Hey, Shemai, my grandbaby. Love
Hello
you.
Hello to me. Eliza, you here too. Say hey.
Hey.
All right. So we got 1, 2, 3 people. Eliza, you go.
Whatever.
All right.
She background.
Exactly. All right. So today we're going to talk about problems in the economy today. First thing we're going to talk about music and how it's affecting kids today. So.
He coming.
So, when we was in sports camp, which I was in this year, Baba Zoa, our drum teacher, was talking about how lyrics and rap songs like Lil Wayne and stuff, I've never heard one of these songs that he was talking about. He was talking about how violent they are and how violent they make us. Like GTA, he said they have people who take the people out of their own cars and then shoot them in the head and then take the car and then do that again with somebody else's car. And then he also talked to us about this song. I didn't know the song, but he was talking about the song. It was called Baby Mama. I don't know the song, but other children did. And so I was wondering, how do y'all think that should, how we should try to prevent it or try to at least
put. I'm just thinking that, well, truly and sincerely, you're always supposed to think about your baby mama, because Joy is my baby mama. So there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? And the way the rappers rap today, they got violent and violence violent battle, because they say Hollywood imitate life. So when I was coming up, the thing was the pimp. Your Mac Daddy be clean, but it wasn't all that. You pretend you was the pimp, but it wasn't. This was Mackin. But today they imitate like New Jack City, Boys in the Hood. That's where all that shit come from, Kennedy. You're a millennial, and you're not even a millennial. I don't know what they're going to call you, a late millennial.
Yeah.
I rest my case with that.
Ma, what you think?
Well, I think it definitely influences them because they want to, like he said, imitate what's going on in Hollywood, and some of them not even living like that, or if they was living like that, they definitely didn't want to continue living like that. That's why they started rapping, so they could make money so they wouldn't have to live like that. So instead of glamorizing what they did to get there, they ought to be telling them what they shouldn't be doing in order to get to the next level. They should be giving them other outlets to get to the next level.
And then, yeah, because.
And let them know that this is just a rap trying to make a dollar.
Don't yeah, because really my the teacher said that the record labels are actually hooked to the jail pieces. So when people go to jail from listening to their songs and doing what they do, they get paid for us being in jail and a time sentence.
True, and that's why I say you need to step back and think about it before you act like a fool and be an asshole without making no money.
Yeah, because. And this was an anonymous thing. I'm not going to say that he said it because he said he didn't want to get in trouble. But he said there's a lot of people sagging their pants. And he said the worst thing he ever saw was a man trying to sag with jeggings. And then he said, you know what sagging spelled backwards is?
Asshole?
And no.
What, a stupid ass?
The N-word.
Oh, stupid nigga. Nigga asshole.
No, sagging spelled backwards is the N-word.
Yeah, but it got an N in saggy.
Sagging, so if they don't put not sagging with the G at the end, but sagging, S-A-G-I-N. So okay. If you do it in reverse, it's
the N-word. I'm glad you're teaching me that, because I'm a 6 or 7, 6 or 6 year old guy. And in my days, I'm trying to be still cool with y'all youngs and be a papa on that.
Because the things we find cool, we don't actually think about as being something that could get us put in jail or put in a life sentence or something bad or horrible.
Trayvon Martin kill with your hoodie on?
Yes, like that. They think because of these rappers and what they influence to children that since we do the things we do while we look this way, they also think that it's possible that anybody doing anything like this could be a harm or dangerous.
And like share what they don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I sit back and just chill out and watch what's going on with y'all new generation. I don't know, maybe y'all might be the up generation because you're not a millennial. But the millennial acting a fool. But y'all looking up to the millennial because I think y'all going to be the up millennial. I don't know what they're going to call y'all, what, 10 years from now? Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see. I hope I be living.
If I use your word, then you're going to have to go back and get something to pay you. Pay you for it, Daddy.
Yeah,
that's
cause,
right.
Cause
like, I saw it coming.
Yeah, you're not an up millennial. You're not a millennial, but you might be an up millennial. Instead of the X generation, the baby boom generation, and they got the, you know, but not the millennial. But hey, y'all way behind us, so I hope y'all get something out. Stop the killing. Because black life, all lives matter. Not just black. All lives matter.
So, the second topic that we're going to be talking about is, and I know y'all probably going to have a lot to say about this, but the president.
You don't have nothing to say about it. We're going to leave him alone.
All I can say, Donald Trump, all I know, Donald Trump want that wall to divide the Mexican that we've been, the United States is built up on. Immigrants, the whole nation, even the white man came and took it from the Indians. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about. But Donald Trump want that Trump wall. He want a Trump wall. He got the Trump tower. He want the Trump tower.
He want to leave
his legacy. Wall.
In that history book.
He want Trump tower. And he really want that. He going to shut the government down. Hold up. But they don't shut their check down.
Right.
They get paid no matter what their opinion is or what they do. But he want that Trump Tower. I mean Trump Wall, but you can call it Trump Tower. The real Trump Tower, not the ones he got now. The hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Hey! Hey!
I got it. Yeah. If you don't take my wife, I take your friend. No, he don't want that. He wants the Indians out and don't want to be nothing. They take their kid.
Yeah, but yeah, what I don't understand is he is special because I don't think he think about his wife being from a foreign country.
Hello.
And he's trying to take out people from the U.S. while his wife in office, the lady thing. President, is not from this country at all.
Thing. I say the same thing. Now I rest my case with that one.
Well,
to next week.
No, we got one more thing to talk about. So okay. What do you guys think about these websites and companies planning meals and trying to sell them monthly? What do you think?
Trying to do what now?
Now, there's this place, there's places called, like they give you weekly meals and they mail them every month so that you can cook for your family, like busy families, like doctors and stuff. So what do you think about that? Because
I think it's good because they're making it more they do it as a nutrition and more less getting disease and stuff, and at the same time it's about a dollar holla.
Exactly, but what I think is I think it would be better if they just showed you what you're supposed to buy at a minimal price, or like have a certain market where you can buy stuff, because honestly, I don't think we know where they grow their stuff. Like, what if they're lying about what they grow?
Well, at the same token, they got whole food. They got a lot of that. Yeah. But then a lot of people is busy, and they can't cook, or they want to eat healthy. So I think it's a win-win. If you got the money. If you got the money.
Right, right. Because somebody's going to make the money.
Yeah, but
either they're going to go out and spend it, or they're going to stay home. And this way, they can control how they cook it.
Yeah, and it's helped it for you. You know, you got diabetes, high blood pressure. You got this good food. You say, well, I'm too busy, so I can buy this, and it's all healthy. So it's a good thing.
So either you're going to pay the doctor, or you're going to pay the yeah. ship. So it's a catch-22.
Yeah.
Either way it goes. It's gonna cost, but it costs you on the front end, on the back end, like you said,
It depends if you want to eat pork. I eat pork. I eat everything.
Well, yeah, cause it costs a lot of money for me and Mama, cause we only eat turkey and beef. We don't eat pork and we don't drink cow milk.
Right, and see,
and that stuff is less money.
Right. And see, that's a choice you made. But me, myself, and I.
Well, I've never had pork in my. Well, I have. I've had pepperoni. I've had cow milk, but it was only because I had to go to school and I had to drink it. We used to do the little silk milk. You know, remember the silk milk little boxes that we used to drink? But I don't think they sell those
but
anymore.
I think to myself, me, myself, and I think society put things in people's head, what they should, what's not healthy, what's good, what all that. And your mama, great mama, 100 going 103, she ate all that shit and she's still rolling.
Okay, well,
I know niggas eat vegetarian and all that, and they got everything. They got everything.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry, it's just your choice. And don't get me wrong, that's your choice, whichever you choose to eat. But at the same token, I only respect people when they got an allergy. But I say from now on, if you got no allergy to pork, I'm cooking pork.
Well, guys, that was from my papa and my mama.
That was papa.
We're going to do another segment in a few minutes about fashion, actually. So stay tuned for that. And I'll see you guys next week.
Who you going to play that?